You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Oscar to score and Chelsea to win is 4-1. Andrei Yarmolenko to score and Dynamo Kiev to win is in the betting at 12-1. 0-0 draw in the reverse fixture in Kiev, and Chelsea in complete disarray at the moment, really. Beaten 3-1, badly beaten by Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. At the weekend, Jose Mourinho, he continues to take punches, doesn't he, at the moment?
No kidding.
And he strikes me as a rather forlorn figure. I don't know if you saw that interview with Des Kelly on BT Sport after the match on Sunday afternoon, and he was it Sunday or Saturday? I can't remember now which day
Saturday,
it was, but
yeah.
The weekend, yeah. And he was questioning Mourinho, and Mourinho just had nothing to say.
No.
Nothing to say. But he needs these players to start believing in what he's preaching, basically, because they're not responding to him at the moment.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because you get one school of thought and sources who say, no, absolute rubbish, they all love him still, it's all fine. You know, no problems there. They just need to get confidence. They need to get this, that, and the other. Then you see today, like, headlines all over the place. And Gary Richardson on BBC Five Live yesterday saying that he's heard that they don't want him. That, you know, Hazard can't abide the guy, you know, blah, 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 all this. So it's hard to know who to believe. When you look at what's going on the pitch, you'd have to believe the latter, wouldn't you? I mean,
How quickly do things change, though? That's what I fail to understand, how Eden Hazard can be superb last season under the same manager. How has that relationship soured so quickly, if that is the case?
Yeah, I don't think it probably is the case. I think the kind of manager that Mourinho is, all the positives that you think about him could also be negatives, couldn't they? It's kind of, you know, the way he acts can soon be seen as being a negative. And I look at it like, I watched that Liverpool game and I think to myself, they didn't play particularly badly. You know, Liverpool played really well. But, you know, in his mind and in the players' minds, another decision went against them. You know, you must be sat there thinking, what? How was Lucas still on the pitch in that situation? I'm not sure it was that cast iron, you know, sending off, to be fair.
I think it was, though.
It was a yellow card, wasn't
yes, it?
But it wasn't like, you know, he hasn't raked down the back of his leg, but it was one where you think, that's strange, why is he not given that? And everything seems to build up. I think this might be a little bit of a release of the pressure cooker here. I just don't rate Dynamo Kiev that highly. We were talking to Robbie last week, Robbie Savage, and he went out to the away game, and he said there wasn't much about Dynamo Kiev, Yarmolenko apart, who did score in the last away game at Maccabi Tel Aviv, by the way. But I just wonder how, if they will be as keyed up as they should be. I think if Dynamo Kiev realised what a disarray Chelsea are in, and if they had the balls to go and have a go at this game, then I think they could probably go and beat Chelsea. I'm not sure they will. That's not really what they do. You know, look at the games that Dynamo Kiev have won away from home in the Champions League in recent years. Maccabi Tel Aviv, Borussia Mönchengladbach and Feyenoord. You know, not great. And, you know, they've lost at Porto, lost at PSG, lost at Ajax, Rubin Kazan. So, you know, they don't tend to go away and do particularly well.
Just to throw a stat at you there as well. They've drawn 1, lost 7 of their 8 away trips in England. Dynamo Kiev, yep. And in 6 of those 8 away games they failed to score, so as you mentioned, they don't travel well, and particularly when they arrive in England as well.
Yeah. Having said all that, I cannot back Chelsea. I mean, they're 3-4, which in any other season you'd be like, what? 3-4?
That looks, it looks mammoth.
I cannot do it because I've not seen enough. What I can do, though, is back Willian to score. I think Willian has been the shining light in this Chelsea team for weeks and weeks and weeks now. You know, you're getting a nice price of 19-10 about him playing, about him scoring, if he plays, obviously. I mean, all these things are down to team news. But, you know, we've seen him so far in the Champions League already. You know, he scored the opener against Maccabi Tel Aviv, in the home game when they won 4-0. And he also scored in that 2-1 defeat at Porto as well. So I'm not going to touch the outright. I think Chelsea will win it. I'm going to go for Willian to score at just under 2-1.
Good stuff. I like that. One bet that I'd throw at you as well, listeners, if you want to dabble, if you think that Dynamo Kiev can get a goal in this game. What about Andrei Yarmolenko to score and Chelsea to win the match? That's just short of 10-1,
nice.
19-2. He is their danger man. You mentioned it in your preview there. I think he is the man if Dynamo Kiev are going. Yeah, Dynamo Kiev are going to score in this game.
If they lose this, he's gone. Mourinho.
Do you think?
Well, because do you remember like when he went the first time? They were in a similar situation, and it was the defeat to Copenhagen in the Champions League that cost that did him in. It was like, right, okay, because I have got this feeling, and I may well look stupid, it wouldn't be the first time, that Chelsea, if they keep him,
okay,
are a decent bet to win the Champions League each way.
Right, okay.
Because if they keep him and he gets through this spell,
yes,
these players will come into form. What people say is that they came back a little bit late and they weren't quite ready for the season. And because they got off to a bad start, the confidence has been knocked so much. Yeah, you know, that whole thing, remember that thing about, was it Martin Keown said a few seasons ago, that if you're not going to win, if you're a champion and you're not going to win the title, they know they're not going to win the title. It's very difficult to play for second.
Yes.
Well, I wonder if they'll be able to reserve the best form. If they get into some form, get through Christmas, start to find form again, maybe they can do it. I mean, they're 20-1. Which is the same price as Juventus, of course, who were runners-up last year. Same price as Arsenal and Man United. Yeah,
I'm a horrible cynic, you see, Lee.
And, no, I know.
And I can't get out of my mind that Jose Mourinho signed this huge contract for an extension for 4 years, and then 2 months into it, his team are playing like this, and he seems sour all of a sudden, as if he doesn't want to. It's third year syndrome, isn't it? There's been articles written about this, how Mourinho takes a club to the point, has the success, that success tails off, and instead of sticking it out and building a dynasty at a club, he moves on to the next challenge and provides the next club he goes to with a bit of instant success and so on and so forth.
It's also hard to see, not that he cares about his relationship with the media, but let's say he turns it around a little bit. There's a lot of acrimony now, isn't there? You know, the media don't particularly like him. I don't think he cares about that. But what, you know, when they're winning games in February, say, and it's all okay, I can't imagine him being all cheery and like, hi everyone, you know, and laughing and making jokes like he used to in press conferences.
No,
I can imagine him just being like, no, yes,
and nope. I can imagine, I can imagine the journalists just thinking, well, even if he did that,
we're after him.
Yeah, well, thinking this is the guy that gave us nothing for a few months at the start of the season, and was overly hostile towards us. It's an intriguing. It's going to be very intriguing to see if he
great fun.
stays at
it's
the club.
Great fun. I love his press conference.
I do as well. I mean, brilliant. As someone that doesn't have to deal with him in any particular way,
I'd love it. I'd be like, oh, get us in there. This is going to be amazing. You just ask him what you want, and it's gold every time. Every question you ask him. Porto at 50s, by the way. Another intrigue. You know, there's always one club who seem to get through to the semis who maybe aren't fancied.
Yeah,
they have looked very good.
No, I can see that.
50-1. Each way, maybe to get to the final.
I'd rather have them than Chelsea.
Yeah,
right,
fair
now,
enough.
At 20s.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.